My name is Chris Schenkel, and that description you just heard was perhaps the most dramatic moment in baseball history. It took place in October 1951, when Bobby Thompson hit the home run that was heard around the world and gave the New York Giants a victory over the Brooklyn Dodgers in the most thrilling finish in baseball history. But the drama did not end there, because at that point, the victors and the vanquished retired to their dressing rooms for those moments when, for the winners, mountains can be moved, and for the losers, the end of all hopes. Let's go back to the New York Giants dressing room and hear the words of the man who did it all, Bobby Thompson.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, buddy.
Bobby, you drove in your 98th, 99th. Oh, how do you feel?
It was the third one I drove in.
Bobby Thompson, did you fall down coming around 30?
I fell down. I didn't touch the ground one foot.
You just flew on, huh, Bobby.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Oh, it was a bad high fastball.
You said a bad high
inside. Oh, I don't know. Good living, I don't know what it is.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Just 22 feet away, separated by a paper-thin wall, sat the man who threw the fateful pitch. Dazed and crushed by his awful fate, Ralph Branca did not sit alone. For now, he had a professional obligation. He must relive those moments for the working press.
Let me alone. Go ahead, let me alone. Let me be, will you? You saw what happened. Things are tough enough. Yeah, I knew it was gone all the way. All I kept saying was, sink, sink, sink. I knew he hit the ball, he uppercutted, hit the ball with overspin. It was like a curveball. It was sinking down. All I remember is seeing Paff go up against the wall, and then I was walking to the clubhouse. All I kept saying was, why me, why me? Why did he have to be me?
And through the archway, past the door to the home of the winner,